بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, previously we had spoken about the rights that parents enjoy over their children, and together with this, the rights that the children enjoy over their parents. And we find when we study the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a great amount of emphasis has been placed on togetherness, on brotherhood, on having a close-knit family structure. We find, unlike other cultures, other religions, where at times more importance is given to one's friends, one's peers, one's colleagues. But in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a great amount of emphasis has been given towards family and family unity, what is known as silatul rahim, the joining of family ties. The hadith of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that I have derived this term Rahim, which means family ties, from my name Ar-Rahman. And therefore, whoever will join, أَصِيلُ مَنْ وَصَلَهَا, whoever will join family ties, I will join with this person. وَأَقْطَعُ مَنْ قَطَعَهَا, and that person who will sever it, who will cut off family ties, then I will sever my relationship with him, I will cut off with him. So this is an extremely important aspect of our deen, to join family ties. And here also an important point is mentioned, that many a times we find that I am prepared to join ties, to be courteous, to be kind, polite, to those who reciprocate. Those family members who visit me, I will visit them. Those who call me, I will call them. Those who send hadiah and gift for me, I will gift to them. We find qurbani time also, that a person knows I have to take out 1/3 of my meat for my family. So the person will take out meat for those family members who will invite me for a braai also. But those who don't call me, those who don't spend time with me, those who don't phone me, and many a times we forget about joining ties with them. So the teaching of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, sil man qata'ak, that as far as possible, join ties, make an effort to join ties with those who cut off ties with you. They don't wish to speak to you nicely, they spread rumors about you, they slander you, they are nasty to you, and they don't want to, when they meet you also, they meet you, they give you a cold shoulder. But you will make an effort to join ties with them. Allah says, أَصِيلُ, I will join ties with you. I will strengthen my relationship with you. So this is when it comes to family ties. Here we find the hadith of Maymuna radiallahu anha, where she mentions that on one occasion she had freed a slave of hers. And she informed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that this is what I have done. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says to her, that had you taken the slave and given it to any of your maternal uncles, some family member who was in need, then this would have been or would have earned you a greater reward. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would explain when it comes to sadaqah and charity also, that charity which is given to a family member, someone who is in need, and quietly we go and we give him something, we assist him without making him feel bad about it, then a person will get double reward. One is the reward of sadaqah, of charity, and together with that the reward of silatul rahim, of joining family ties. So this is an important aspect. One last point that we'll mention. Many a times we find people mention this as some form of an excuse, that certain family members of mine I just don't click with. We don't gel, our blood type is not the same. So yes, the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did mention, al-arwahu junudun mujannada, that our souls were all gathered in alamul arwah, and there also there was difference of opinion, there was ikhtilaf, where certain souls didn't click and didn't gel with others. Those which had tanakur, which didn't gel with each other there, then in this world also there'll be some sort of barrier between them. And those that did join, those that got along with one another in alamul arwah, then in dunya also they will get along with each other. So that is there. But this does not give us an excuse now to break family ties. Ulama say, if we perhaps cannot put up with somebody, for whatever reason it may be, their mannerisms or their adab, whatever it may be, their akhlaq is not good, then at least make muhabbat from far. Send a message, make a phone call, but don't cut off those family ties. We do not want to fall under this hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that أَقْطَعُ مَنْ قَطَعَهَا, where Allah says, I will cut off with the one who breaks family ties. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.